and welcome to the Crystal and Stone Podcast,
where we discuss all things crystals and...
We're your hosts. I'm Dylan.
And I'm Jess.
Hello and welcome to Crystals and our podcast about... Well, crystals and today we are joined by our very special guest, Kyle Perez.
Hi everyone. Kyle. How are you?
Today we have a very special episode. We are doing crystals and mediums.
Very exciting.
Kyle is on to talk about everything, in particular about, well...
His gift. There's something about the word gift that feels really like, in the spirit of
it. A little bit tacky.
But also I have no other idea just, of what to call it.
It just is what it is, right?
Yeah. Well, it does sound a little bit tacky, but I mean, anyone who has had the experience of actually sitting down and having a reading with you, Kyle, does know that it is a gift.
Yeah.
I know both Jess and I have had the opportunity to sit down and had like a 2-hour long reading with you, and one, felt a little bit red for filth, and two, actually known that it really is a gift.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, but... Well, let's kick it off with a bang. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Who are you? What do you do? How did you become what you are?
How did you get this fabulous?
Yes, well, the fabulous has always been there.
I feel like I'm like a born between two roses. Like it's...
Balance.
It's a color story. Today. I don't know. It's just like...
Straight dad.
Straight daddy.
Straight dad, yeah.
We got the queer cover.
I'm so sorry.
You just need a fanny pack and you'd be good to go.
I was thinking golf club.
Yeah, golf club and fanny pack.
Like tennis racket?
Yeah, fanny pack.
No, that's trendy. I don't know if I could do trendy.
No, you have to get the right kind, the khaki kind.
Oh, the khaki. Oh,
yeah, yes. not like...
With a phone clip.
Yes. Ooh. Yeah. And like the sunscreen carabiner.
Sweetie, no. Okay, sorry. On to Kyle.
Yeah, so basically I fell into this. This was not something I ever pictured or thought I would do. The universe had a certain idea for what was going to happen. I've always been very good at sort of reading people, being confident around people, talking with people, comforting them, all of that sort of stuff. I worked in hospitality for a decade, so I was very good at being able to look after people. And so that sort of has always been there. Intuition has always been, you know, something that's been around, and maybe I haven't used it very well up until the point. And it was in my mid to late 20s, the universe basically went, you can't keep doing this anymore with your body. My body sort of shut down in a few different ways. I developed bulging discs. I had a really bad time with a certain boss. I fell off a bike and fractured my shoulder. And during that period of time, developed a hate relationship with my boss. And I basically got to the end of it and went, here's my notice. Here's my 4 weeks. I'm finishing the year and I'll figure it out. I just need to do something else. And my mum went, come and work in my crystal shop. I'll put you through gemology school. See what happens. It's like, okay, cool, no worries. We'll see what happens.
So you don't just do...
No.
So you have like a full-on degree.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely. So I'm a qualified gemologist, as well as being a crystal intuitive, as well as being a psychic, a medium, a mage. That's why I go by the name Crystalline Mage, because crystals, magic, everything in between.
Yeah.
It kind of governs it all or covers it all really well. But I find it quite hard to define exactly what it is that I do. You know, I do connect to spirit. I do have that mediumship ability. I do have the psychic ability, which is the ability to sort of just... know certain things, understand certain things about people, situations, energy. But I certainly find that my gift in particular is working with crystals and having them be able to help me to understand whatever it is, spiritual, esoteric, that's out there. But also my scientific understanding helps me to just piece things together a bit more, add an extra layer of why things do things.
Yeah. Well, I know that you've definitely been like a huge asset to us here. We love working with you here at Crystal and Stone. Like, you've been a great workshop leader. You lead our crystal gridding workshop.
It's great fun.
For anyone who is sick of me talking about crystal gridding, this is the man to blame. He's the one who runs the crystal gridding workshops at Crystal and Stone. He's the one that I went to for crystal gridding and started the
rest is history.
Yeah. Yes.
You're also doing a crystal skull workshop.
Tonight. Which is very exciting.
So by the time this airs, we will have already been doing this. Doing the crystal skull workshop. Yeah, as well as, like, whenever we have any kind of question about, like, the actual, like, you know, scientific makeup of any kind of crystal, we always, our go-to.
Yeah.
It's a really cool thing to have in my back pocket. Like, when I was doing it, I hated it. I was struggling with it. You know, I left school 10 years ago and I didn't graduate. Mm-hmm. So having to go back and get a science degree in my head was kind of a big battle. Mm-hmm. But I'm so glad because I learned so much. It's given me such a great platform because the same time that I was learning about the science, I was learning about the esoteric stuff. So the base has been formulated together from the beginning.
Yeah.
So I love having that extra bit of knowledge.
And I think it's also what it's why people are drawn to you because, you're super spiritual for the people who want that kind of I want an oracle, I want a medium, I want a blah, blah, blah. But because you have that scientific background, it's not all spiritual BS.
No, it's going to be a bit practical. I'm going to give you homework. I'm going to tell you these are the things that you need to do.
So it comes from both sort of an authoritative place spiritually, but then scientifically.
Yeah.
So people are more inclined to believe and trust the things that you share because it's, not that everyone's full of BS, but I feel like the spiritual world can be a little bit oversaturated with a lot of
I heard this from this person, from this person, from this person without actually doing proper research into things.
Yeah, the key example I'll give is the customer we had who was buying a lot of selenite and I just offhandedly asked her what her plan was for all her selenite and she told me that the gypsy that her mum sees told her to put it in water and drink it because she needed to cleanse herself. And I was like,
no.
Does your mum's gypsy want you to die? And I realized
the word gypsy
is a very hot topic.
This is
quoting her word for word.
It's a bit scary sometimes. You do see stuff. You do see I've seen advertised on the internet malachite yoni eggs.
And
right,
they're toxic. Please don't do that.
Please. Malachite will leach toxic things into your system, and so please do not. You see things and you are terrified because people are going at it with no idea. People are making water elixirs and putting in all sorts of things that are going to leach actually into the water, and you can make water elixirs by having crystals around a glass of water or below whatever. You don't have to go to the effort of poisoning yourself slowly.
Exactly. And that's why in an earlier episode, I believe we talked about this, is why we don't sell crystal water bottles here at Crystal and Stone, is just for that exact reason. We can't guarantee 100% that the crystal has 100% of that crystal.
Exactly.
Even if it's a water safe crystal.
Yeah.
And that it's been mined and been processed and stuff.
Or even polished with a 100% water safe,
So many unknowns.
Yeah.
So many unknowns.
Anyway, so thank you for your absolute, just a little sidebar.
Here I am.
So, your family, family has this crystal shop, they led you into this gemology degree.
You met Jane Dillon.
Yeah.
Jane Dillon introduced you to me.
The universe is very good at leading you where you need to go. But the psychic line, the spiritual line has always been there. So my mum is a white witch.
Yep.
You know, she's always read tarot and has always seen spirit and sees auras and all of that sort of amazing stuff. I never really thought I would have a connection. But the other thing that happened through this experience in growing up, something I was told as an adult or young adult, was that I had a twin sister in spirit. And when I first began the journey, during a very interesting meditation,
if you're not watching
the journey or the quest, as we like to call it, the very beginning, the first sort of year when I was doing a bit of psychic development, spiritual development, it was like, I'm going to throw myself into everything because I've just got nothing but time and energy to do so.
See what sticks, lands.
Yeah, did some deep meditation with smoky celestial quartz.
Oh.
And I met my twin sister. Oh. She came to me, we met, I cried. it was very emotional. But she, as a direct link to myself, is a direct link to my spiritual side and a direct link to spirit, mm-hmm. a direct link to the spiritual realm. So it allows me to talk to spirit, mm-hmm. or it's kind of, I like to think of it as my way in. Mm-hmm. It helps yeah. to have someone on the inside.
Yeah. Do you find that you experience these through mostly like a deep meditation, or do you find it?
It started that way. It definitely started through a lot of practice, a lot of, I'm going to put myself into it. I'm going to read every book that I can read, go and read every blog, follow certain people, delve into the things that I find really interesting. And I really throw myself into things if I find it a little bit interesting. It's very on brand for me. So I threw myself in and I just was like going this, whether it was crystal skulls, whether it was sacred geometry, whether it was healing, whether it was mediumship, whether it was animal guides, whether it was yeah. past lives, whether it was ancient civilizations, whether it was Pegasus and unicorns. It really didn't matter what it was.
Animal guides is a touchy subject.
I don't know why you're so upset, to be honest. You shouldn't be salty about your animal guide. It's an right. amazing one.
Are you
going to
share with the audience?
Yeah, we'll
on a later episode.
On a later episode.
Well, I'll let everyone know that I'm a dragon, so.
I'm a Pegasus.
You love Pegasus.
Well, I don't know.
You can fly.
It's the highest evolved form of a horse, so it's actually really
beautiful.
I know,
beautiful. But it, like, I don't.
Is it a bit gay?
It's a bit gay. I mean,
I would say a dragon's a bit gay as well.
That is a bit gay. Okay, not that I have anything wrong with being gay. I'm a very proud gay man.
Yes.
I'm very proud of that.
Yes.
Very, very proud of that. I just, like, when I think of myself, I'm like, the water and, like, I it just wasn't what I imagined. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And I really don't like horses. Yeah. So I was like, oh. Cool. Although, weird. You know what's funny is that when you said that, I had to, like, I, like, snort laughed out loud because we have a giant painting of a Pegasus in our house that Jaden bought. And I was like, that I absolutely hated when he bought it. And I was like, you bought that ugly thing? And he's like, yeah, I like it. And I was like, okay. And then when Kyle said your, like, spirit or, like, your animal is, like, Pegasus, I was like, okay.
There it is.
There it is.
And, the universe knows.
Yeah.
The universe exactly. always knows. And it will call us out regularly and often.
Yeah. See, Jaden just clearly wanted a painting of me.
Yeah,
like, exactly. obviously.
Yeah. He's obsessed with
I'm
you.
Like, oh, God.
Obsessed with you.
Gay.
Oh, dear.
So, Kyle, when people come to you for a reading or when they're looking for kind of, like, psychic guidance, what kind of things do you look at? Do you... Like, how do you start? Like, do you...
Generally, I will start by picking up an immediate sort of color energy. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily an aura, but it's like an immediate hit of sort of like, where is their energy sitting?
Yeah.
That will sort of delve me into sort of what's around them immediately. I'll then bust out a deck of oracle cards. And it just helps me to sort of... to facilitate.
Again, if you would like some ASMR content, we are open and willing.
And so I will get my cards and I'll start to shuffle because it just gets the energy working, the energy going. And I'll generally either let the cards basically tell me what's going on or I'll ask them to ask me a question. Either way, it depends on the client. Some clients have only an hour and they need to use it wisely and they've got to get through 17 questions and we need to work through it. And that's yeah. fine. I don't judge that. Like, that's why I'm here. But then I have like 90-minute, two-hour clients where it's like, let's just work through things.
Yeah.
Let's see what comes. Let's see what's shown. And the cards will always tell me a story.
Yeah.
My psychic energy is quite... weird, where I don't necessarily see video, I don't necessarily see a spirit or hear things really clearly. I sense these layers of energy, and it's within the layers of energy that I hear, see, and whatever. If someone comes to me in spirit, I'm not seeing a clear picture of them. I'm yeah. seeing these layers of energy that show me that there is a 82-year-old man named Michael who was your great-grandfather that served in the war or whatever.
Okay.
I will generally pick up how people passed. That was a really interesting, like, smack introduction into the world of mediumship when I first started to develop, was doing these sort of psychic circles and seeing what comes or how you would bring through a spirit or what you'd feel. my immediate thing was passing, how they passed over.
Oh, wow. That must have been really
rough.
The very first spirit that I connected to and brought through with how they passed was my uncle. So my mum's second eldest sister, husband, passed when he was 27. Mm-hmm. He died in a truck rollover in Africa in the army.
God. Oh, wow.
So I felt heat. I felt like I was being crushed. I couldn't breathe. I could smell the oil and the gas. It was metallic and it was hot and it was just everything that I was then. I felt it all. Like, I didn't know any of this for sure. Like, I'd never been told any of this. I knew that he died in Africa, but I never knew the full story. And then I told my mother and she said, oh yeah, that's exactly how he died. It's like, okay, so this is part of it. Mm-hmm. And so now when I connect through, there's all these little puzzle pieces that sort of come through. So connecting to someone's spirit guides, so connecting to people that are around people in spirit helped me to piece together the puzzle. They'll bring through things that are often quite random and obtuse, not like this is going to happen on this day and this is why. Like, that's not really how it works. It's more like I'm getting a picture of a pair, set of keys, and they're jingling. I've seen a house, the keys, the house, and then a contract. And it's like, okay, we're moving, or we're thinking about moving house. It's like these puzzle pieces sort of come together quite weirdly. Or I get shown completely random things, or I hear a song or whatever, and I have to give it to them, and they go, oh, this is this, or this is that, because it means nothing to me. And it can be completely strange and completely random left field, and it can often be very, very confusing.
Yeah.
Like, very, very confusing. I've had instances where someone in spirit, like, refused to speak English. they were like holding on to mother tongue, and I had to get a grandparent of my own who had mother tongue. It wasn't the same mother tongue, but it was like, yes, I come from the old country too, like, get over it, speak English. It was basically the conversation that was had so that I could connect to this person and bring through what needed to come through. Yeah. And that's the other thing that I've learned, is that they're not as far away as we think they are.
Yeah.
We're not as disconnected. And when you're able to go, hey, excuse me, can you be clear about this? Can you tell me this? This is what I need to know. And you ask them a direct question. When you're connected, you can hear very clear answers. But when you're practicing and learning, it's like they show you pictures, they show you songs, they show you bits and pieces so that you understand a little bit until you get to a stage where you can do this. This is not something I ever thought I could do. So, you know, lots of people out there could very possibly have very latent, amazing mediumship gifts that can come out with a lot of practice and dedication and hard work. And it takes time. You know, this has been 10 years to get me to this place. Mm-hmm. 10 years worth of, you know, crying in the corner sometimes, writing a lot of things, burning and howling at the moon, feeling really frustrated.
That's
by
the most witchy thing I've ever heard. Yeah,
right. Hating my crystals, loving my crystals, hating my crystals, loving the experience, meeting some amazing people, being backstabbed and betrayed by others, and having some really crappy experiences where I had to learn the hard way, and also do things that I thought I had to do to be successful in this industry as well. Like, being a medium, I thought I had to be a medium. So I did the stage mediumship, a la John Edward. Mm-hmm. You know, you stand on a stage and you pull through messages from spirit.
Yeah.
It's hard work. Like, people are hard work because they expect you to give it to them. And the way it works is it's very different. And I work in a slightly different way. And so it was very, like, it was successful. I still connected to messages. People were still happy with it, blah, blah, blah. But it was like, no, this isn't my area.
I think it's interesting. Like, you obviously have your own style, and it's interesting that you're developing, like, your own way of doing things.
Yeah.
But
speaking of stage audiences,
should we
podcast audiences?
Yeah,
have submitted their questions.
I'm excited about this. Yes. I'm excited to see what
we
comes.
Put them in the Rose Quartz bowl. So you are watching. Shall we?
Yeah.
Would you like to?
Yes, please. Honestly, I've forgotten what this question is asked.
Perfect.
Okay, cool. How do you know if a medium you're going to is legit?
They haven't reached out. They haven't reached out to you. Legitimate mediums won't reach out to you because they don't need to. Mm-hmm. It will be generally through a word of mouth thing, generally someone who you've met that knows someone that's actually had a reading for them. So you actually know from yourself. I would totally always say, like, do your research, follow them, make sure you follow them on social media, see what the vibe is. I'm not here to do a reading for everyone. I put that out there into the universe a long time ago. I said, don't worry, universe, I'm not here to fix everyone. I can't. I tried that, failed. so we don't anymore. And I say, universe, only bring me those that I can help. Only those that I'm going to be able to guide. Only those that I'm going to be able to show properly how I can help them. And mediums will generally be able to have, like, very clear, random, specific things. Lots of very random, specific things, but very rarely, like, all of this whole situation. Like, that for me speaks of, like, someone Facebook stalking you.
Yeah.
And doing that background check information. But if they're able to go, okay, I can see, you know, this side of the family, this, I can see this random situation here, this random situation. Like, for me, I will get connections to people passed over, the person I'm speaking to, connections around them, random situations. Mm-hmm. And, like, really, really oddly, randomly specific things, but, like, not a whole paragraph worth of specificness. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And it's sort of, I would always say, like, see how you feel.
Yeah.
See how you feel. Because the other thing is, like, I do all of my readings via video, do them all via Zoom. And for a lot of people, they're not comfortable with that.
Yeah,
they want in person. They want that connection. It feels better to them. And I've had to convince and let my clients know that it's not a scary thing. I can still work in the same way. I still connect because I used to do it all in person, but the universe pushed us in a different way. And I've found it's worked perfectly for me, and the universe has supported the way it works. But I know that other people have gone, no, sorry, I prefer to see someone in person. And it's like, that's fine. There's so many.
I'm not the medium for you.
There's so much space out there. There are so many people out there. My books are generally booked out a month or two in advance. So it's not like if you're going to wait, if you're going to pay the money to see me, it's going to be worth it. It's going to be because you want to.
Yeah.
I'm never going to pressure anyone to spend the money that I charge to not have a good time or because they don't want to.
Yeah.
Like, that's just bad.
That's fair.
Not the ethics for me.
No, fair enough.
Ooh, this one's good. How do you keep yourself cleansed, protected from the energies that you pick up?
Ooh, it took a while. It took me a little bit of time to learn to basically facilitate the space for a reading or a workshop or a ceremony, as opposed to being the cushion and the everything for my client. I learned to basically hold the space. I hold the space for the messages that come through, for the guidance that they need, for the healing that comes through. Mm-hmm. And then off you go, and I forget everything.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything. I'm just the space holder, the channel. I don't really like that term, but the vessel. I'm here to hold space, mm-hmm. and I'm here to pull through whatever needs to come through. I always say, make sure you're taking notes or recording or whatever so that you remember it all as well as you can. Because I'm not going to. That's not what I'm here for.
Well, I know, like, when I did mine, like, I had a 2-hour long session with you. Like, it was a lot of information.
Yeah.
Like, I needed to take notes. And normally I'm not really much of a note taker. I'm like, oh, I'll remember. But I was like, okay, frantically writing. So, like, it was.
It's good.
Yeah.
And I think that also helps you to personalize it and remember it in your own way. Because you've written it down. You've remembered it in your way. It's your experience.
Yeah.
And I feel really grateful to be able to do that and to hold that for people and to be able to connect, you know, people all over the world where I've got clients where I'm able to do amazing things.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Still surprises me.
How do you know if you're some kind of medium, clairvoyant, et cetera, et cetera?
So everyone is psychic in some way, shape or form. Mm-hmm. We have the different clairs. Do we all know about the different clairs?
Tell us about the different clairs.
So they're all perfect drag names. they would all be really beautiful as a full family of drag queens. So you've got clairvoyance, which is the clair of seeing. So you will often see videos, see things in your mind. Dream work is big for you. So that's clairvoyance. Or you'll see things day to day that you pick up messages and signs within what you see in the daytime.
So for our, like, Crystal and Stone drag thing, like, we're stealing these.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Correct.
Good to know.
Yep,
good
no
to know.
Okay.
Then you have clairaudience.
Okay.
So she hears. Mm-hmm. clear audiences, you know, she hears songs, she hears messages, she hears words, she hears spirit communicating to her through voice and sound. Quite often you might hear animals communicate, birds communicate. That's still a sort of a form of clear audience because you're hearing, you might hear it through songs, through random conversations. But, yeah, that's clear audience. And then there is claircognizance. Claircognizance is, she's a bit more unique. She's clairknowing. Cognizance is knowing. So it's basically this just ideas, these things that pop into your head and you know that they're truth. You don't know why, but they are. It is the truth. And it's basically a way that our higher self and guides work with us, especially when we're still developing. Claircognizance is very common through most psychics and spiritual people.
I feel like Jaden has that.
Yeah, it's
Jaden
like...
Jaden just like, he'll be like, it's this. I'm like, nah. And he'll be like, yeah. Like this morning, he put on shorts and I was like, it's supposed to be 20 degrees today. And he's like, yeah, but I feel like it's a shorts day. I was like, vibe in the shorts. I like that. And then it turned out to be like 25 and nice it was like and hot. And then Jess shows up in her tracksuit.
She's
like,
track
it's freaking hot.
I was like, I was lied to. I walked out of the house and it was 18 degrees. It was not supposed to get any hotter than this. And here I am.
Yeah. Never trust a weatherman, right?
No.
Never. But trust your claircognizance. Trust your knowing. She's great. She's like gut intuition. I like to connect that to like really gut intuitive people. And then there is, hold on. I've lost myself.
Clairvoyant.
Clairvoyant, clairaudient, claircognizant. Oh, clairsentient. So she's feeling based. Right? So, my heebie-jeebies are up. My hairs are standing back on the back of my neck. My heart is pounding when this person's coming through the door.
Literally,
like I feel the weight. Yeah. So that is clairsentience. That is the clair of feelings. Those water signs, she good with the clairsentience.
Yeah, that's
me. And it's a really great way that many empaths work. And it is that I can feel what you're feeling.
I feel red.
I can feel. Yeah.
You feel very attacked.
Yeah. But clairsentience is a really important way of working because it is like counter logic. Like, and so much of what is intuitive and what is right for us is what our feelings are telling us and not what is logical. Mm-hmm. So clairsentience is beautiful and necessary, and I work with it a lot as well.
Yeah.
It's a huge part of how I work. Claircognizance, clairsentience is kind of more how I work.
Okay,
cool.
Mm.
Excellent.
It's your turn.
Oh, it's my turn.
It's your turn.
Oh, I love it when it's my turn. Oh, God.
Pick me. Just one.
Pick me. Love me.
Choose me. Is there a course or training you can do to improve your abilities?
Oh, there's lots and lots of them. Oh. Lots and lots and lots of them. There's lots of different people that provide different... little sorts of things. I follow one of my favorite spiritualists out there that I follow is Colette Baron-Reed.
Okay.
She does like oracle courses where you learn how to use her oracle cards and develop your intuition and psychic mediumship through working with her cards, which I always love working with. They're always beautiful. And I always find she does really amazing things. I know like people like Kyle Gray do amazing courses. A friend of mine, Liam Wood in Scotland, Esoteric Earth does courses. There's lots of people all over the world that do big ones as well as intimate ones. I learned from a local that was working for my mum in her shop as a psychic medium. Mm-hmm. And she was doing little psychic development courses, and that's where I learned. And then everything else has been basically throwing myself into everything that I find interesting in the meantime.
Would you say for people that are interested in taking these courses that to just like go with trusting your
intuition? I would say do a bit of research. As I said, follow these people, follow them. I also, through what is out there now on the internet compared to a decade ago when I first started, everything that I learned in those courses is accessible online. For free.
Yeah.
Like you could go through it week by week and just research a different thing, month by month, a different topic. Yeah. Thank you. And okay, mediumship's going to be it. So I'm going to research a few different mediums and I'm going to see their different techniques, see how they work, see what they offer, see what is on offer for free. Because lots of people offer lots of little things for free. So use all the free stuff. Use it.
Honestly.
And then I think that sort of like real development is great to do in person with someone that you trust, that is a mentor, that you find, you know, a good workshop or something like that, that you feel you can be in a safe space, because unless you feel trusting of the space and the person, you're probably not going to open up properly anyway.
That's true. Yeah.
Slightly off topic.
We love it.
But still. Relevant to your gemology degree. What are some crystals for bad ghosts / demons? Which, I mean,
these are submitted questions.
No judgment.
Refer to our protection
no judgment
episode.
At all. And yes. Like, these are, you know, words that we know through what we've learned and experienced. Like, there's definitely bad energy, negative energy out there in the world. But first and foremostly, work with saying it with intention that my space is safe. My home, my space is safe, and I'm safe. And I'm surrounded by positive energy. I'm surrounded by light. I'm surrounded by good. I am not bothered by the stuff that is out there. I'm not going to use the four-letter words that I would like to use. But also, if you really do need to work with crystals, I would always recommend working with a combination of light and dark. Mm-hmm. Balance the yin and yang, the light and the dark, because if you always protect yourself with black energy, you have that tendency to fall into victim mode. Ooh. Of I always need to protect myself, so I need always black tourmaline. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Instead, think I'll work with black tourmaline because the world is what it is and I need to cut out the crap.
Yeah.
But also, I'm going to pair that with bright citrine energy.
Okay.
Nice.
Because citrine protects us with light and positivity, and it gives us clarity and upliftment. And if I'm protected and then I feel good, I'm even more protected.
I
as
like
opposed
that.
To like feeling like I need to be protected because the world's out to get me, you're kind of bringing more shit towards you. Pardon me.
Cool. You oh, it's, swear, no, we've sworn. We've sworn.
Perfect.
We swear all the time. Don't worry. It is not like
this shit.
This is a PG-13 plus rated.
Yeah. Yeah. It's don't worry.
I believe you have the last.
Lucky. Oh no, I don't.
No,
oh,
sorry. Boo. Second last.
All right. How do you communicate with spirits and high energies? What's your process?
I suppose, yeah, you did sort of.
You did kind of answer this.
Yeah.
So
like, take us through like a day in the life of
getting ready for a reading.
Getting ready for a big reading.
Yeah. So basically, I will generally give myself half an hour to an hour to at least start the day where I am generally having a cup of coffee or a cup of cacao, something nice where I can just sit and give myself a bit of space, a bit of relaxation. I generally do a 5-minute meditation, a really, really quick, like take a few deep breaths, ask the space to be cleared and invite anyone that wants to come through for the reading. And then I give sort of faff around a bit, get my cards ready, get my space ready. If I need to go to the toilet because there's nothing worse than being in a 2-hour reading and needing to go to the toilet. Worst thing ever. So I always make sure I'm as relaxed as is possible. I have my bottle of water. I'm prepared and I have everything there. And then I once again come into the space with about sort of 20 minutes, 15 minutes to go where I visualize the space sort of opening up. I'm living in an apartment building up until this weekend. And so I sort of an actual house,
but I that good energy.
Have to visualize like this portal opening up through the apartment above, as it were. It's like, come through if you need to, or through the window, whatever. But like you open that space up, you sort of put on the beacon, as it were. It's like, I'm open for business. I'm here and I'm ready to talk and I'm ready to connect. And I will say anyone that is connecting to XYZ, this person for their highest good with love and gratitude, can you please come through? Can you please connect? Can you please bring through clear, specific messages and guidance that is for this person's highest good and only for this person's highest good? Because I've had people that come in blow-ins, I like to call them, that aren't for this person's reading, and they've gotten ahead of the line and they need to be for the reading that's number 3 in the day, not number 1. And so they've come through early. So I've learned to be very specific about the fact that only for this person, not for later in the day, come through, bring through whatever messages needs be. And that's how I get through those clear bits of messages, those clear bits of information, I think.
Yeah.
That helps for the reading.
Thank you, last. What are good crystals to help with building your intuition?
There is the combination of working with your third eye and crown together, and then something for your base.
Mm-hmm.
You want to ground the spiritual energy into your physical body.
Mm-hmm.
You want to ground it into the physical form so it's understandable, digestible, relatable, connectable. So the power of three is always really good. Something really simple. Amethyst for your third eye, selenite for your crown chakra, and then smoky quartz for your ground. would be really, really simple.
And all very accessible.
Exactly. Yes. But if you want to like take it to another level, work with crystals for the crown chakra that are really going to open you up, like apophyllite, damburite, moonstone, scholasite. There's a few, Herkimer diamond, these sorts of ones that are really going to powerfully open you up to your higher self and all the information that's out there. Then something equally powerful for the third eye. This is where you could go for something like tanzanite. You could go for something like iolite, shatterkite, something really intense.
I've been really drawn to tanzanite recently.
Mm. We love them for the third eye. And then for your grounding.
I love that bluey, like purple color.
You can go for something that little bit stronger, like numite. Which would be like, because it's so spiritual. Numite doesn't get enough love.
Oh. It's so good.
A cool fact about numite, there's only 4 to 6 weeks of the year where the ground has defrosted enough where they can mine it.
It's so good.
And then it freezes again. They can't get it for the rest of the year.
That's really cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Science.
Right. We love numite. And numite really anchors you. Mm. It gives you the ability to really anchor yourself and feel so nice and grounded so you can bring through that really high vibrational energy. I would also recommend, hot tip, something soft blue. So whether it be angelite, celestite, blue calcite, aquamarine, larimar, amazonite, hemimorphite.
Mm.
All of these soft blue crystals cleanse space, give a really nice cleansing of auric energy in a space. Okay. So to do spiritual work, these ones are really great for your space to enhance it and have it work better.
Love it. That, and I've been like totally vibing with like blue calcite's like creative vibe lately. So I'm always down for that.
We love it.
Well, I am aware that it's 5:15, and I'm aware that we have crystal skulls in a little bit. do you maybe want to end with a quick card pull for maybe like the community?
Yeah. Read the community read for the filth. Community. I mean, not for filth. Read it for just give it a good reading.
So yeah, trust when you're hearing this that this is.
As I like to say, this reading is for the collective. Take what you want and leave the rest. If we have a flipper, we love a flipper. Flipper is like, listen to the message. How good is this for ASMR, by the way?
It is very good.
We're working with the Crystal Oracle deck today, which we just felt like was a bit fitting. Crystal Podcast, Kyle the Oracle.
Crystal Oracle is by Tony Carmine Salerno, who's actually a Western Australian.
Yes, which is why it's in our
collection.
I didn't know that that's why it was in our collection. I just figured because it was a crystal deck.
Oh, okay. So we've had two cards flip out, and I'm going to get a third just as a kicker. Beautiful. Okay, so the two cards that flipped out were Rhodonite and Sodalite. Ooh. The third that I've gotten is Australian Agate, and what I'm going to read this as is basically it's time to really trust ourselves. As a collective, as we're coming out of this period, it feels to me we've been coming through all of the heaviness and the weight that has been connecting to the retrogrades, Mercury retrograde, which has been the end, but Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto particularly have been really, really heavy for everyone. Literally everyone has been feeling the weight of our shadow, the weight of not being able to do anything, and the weight of discipline, those three planets on top of us. And then Mercury's been like the cherry on the cake to really kick us in the vagina. Sorry. But like it literally has, it's been like, just in case you weren't listening, here's a smack. And now they've all finished their retrogrades. Now all that energy is shifting and now we can move forward, moving into Scorpio energy, which is quite determined and quite self-focused. So Rhodonite is a stone of hidden gifts, hidden talents, really purifying negative feelings about yourself so that you love yourself fully, wholly, and can see how amazing you are and you can use those gifts. Pairing that with Sodalite, it's like, why aren't you listening to yourself? Like Sodalite is your subconscious mind. It's the intuitive mind. It's the shush. Stop trying to overanalyze everything. Stop trying to think your way through everything and know that you can listen. Sorry, Jess, I'm calling you out. Apparently loudly. And then the Australian agate is like nurturing yourself. Ground. Center. Stop. Focus. What's good for you will be good for everyone else. Does that make sense, everyone?
I felt absolutely right for Phil.
This is my week. No, that's my week. For next week to recover from that. Thank you very much. I'll see you after Halloween.
Yes.
The cards.
No, you. I will see you after Halloween. You are not getting out of that.
I'll be coming as Death to Halloween.
Ooh.
As long as it's sea themed. Yeah. No, just kidding.
Well, we like to finish up our podcast with our manifestation minute, where we all each go by and talk about what we are manifesting for ourselves, or you know. For us, the store, for you, maybe your business, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, or something personal that you're manifesting.
Something personal or selfish, you know, take your pick.
No, definitely for the business, I'm wanting to manifest that expansion and growth of continuing where I've started through this year with the workshops and the readings that are doing what they're doing. And then expanding that online.
Yeah.
Really expanding my brand more online, being able to do more online workshops, being able to reach more people in that way.
So speaking of that, Kyle, where can people find you online?
Find me at The Crystalline Mage across all social media.
Ooh. Oh, look at that. Damn, that sounds so profound.
And for those who are like, oh, my God.
So YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook.
How do I spell that? It is
T-H-E-C-R-Y-S-T-A-L-L-I-N-E-M-A-G-E.
I don't know why, but I thought there was an extra Y in there. And it
could.
Why? Excellent. For me right now, I am manifesting just a lot of creativity right now. Yes. I feel like with all of these retrogrades ending, mm-hmm. that I'm left in this like, what do I do with myself? And I've been latching onto blue calcite like it's nobody's business. And mm-hmm. I've just been like literally I went to CJ the other day and I was like, for Queer Crafternoon, can I just like help you? Because she's our DM for Dungeons and Dragons. And I was like, can I just build like everything?
A world.
Just build everything. And she's like, yes. Oh my God. Can you, like, I need all like, yes. And I was like, perfect.
Yeah.
I just need to unleash creativity.
Yep.
So yes, I am manifesting just all the creativity. I just need to let it go.
Nice. I am manifesting some self-confidence. I have a lot of naysaying happening in my brain at the moment. I'm also manifesting sleep.
I can't help you there.
I have like a giant hunk of amethyst if you want to borrow it.
Ooh, maybe. I got my blood test results back today. I'm not even iron deficient. So I literally have no like excuse for why I'm as exhausted as I am. It's probably sleep.
Just needing to wind yourself down because it's been a lot. And this is the other thing. Collectively, we've been dealing with nearly 2 years worth of anxiety and trauma that has been unexpected. So everyone needs to give ourselves a break. We all need to be really kind to ourselves, and we all need to know that on top of all of our regular anxiety
is
collective anxiety, which we're all feeling differently. So totally go easy on yourself.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolute gem. having you join us.
You rock.
Stop it. Thank you, everyone, for listening in. Make sure you hit that like, subscribe. Give us a 5-star if you're listening.
Go give Kyle some love.
Yes, also
check me out.
Yeah, make sure you go and follow.
If you don't already follow him.
Sometimes I share information. Sometimes I share silly stuff like Crystal's talking, and you may or may not like it.
I actually really love your
group. Yes.
It's on TikTok, right?
Yeah.
Go check out
Kyle's TikTok. Yeah, for sure. All right, thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to the Crystal and Stone podcast.
Make sure to follow, like, or subscribe for all your crystal needs.
Next time, we'll be talking about crystals and...
You'll have to tune in to find out.